Hi.
Hello, welcome back.
Welcome back to drumroll.
Cool
hotties only. Add that sound and then add the bra sound and then add. That's it. Yeah, and then a fart. I'll add the fart. I'm just kidding. Where if you're cool and you're hot, this is the spot for you. There we go.
Cool and you're hot. This is
your spot. Oh God. So we renamed our podcast, obviously, as you just heard. It's called Cool Hotties Only. And Amanda posted this TikTok the other day of her buttons that she's selling. What do they say again?
Vaccine machine.
Vaccine machine, which you need to pick up, bestofluck.com. And which I need to pick up too. And she put Cool Hotties Only in the caption. I was like, that is our new podcast name. Because, you know, I didn't know we would hit a wall in like talking about internet things, but we did. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like the internet will always be brought up in our podcast, but like not for like a whole name of a show. So Cool Hotties Only. It's good. It's fresh. That's some good merch right there. Yeah. So we hope you love it. If you don't, I guess you're not a cool hottie.
So. Yeah, that's so true.
But yeah, it's just going to be like us like shooting the shit, talking about things we want to talk about. So thanks for the response of us coming back. It was really sweetie.
Yeah, you guys are cute. I liked all of the messages.
I liked
it. I live, bitch.
Oh yeah, that was so good. People were shooketh.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder, you know? Like, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
What's another one? What's another saying? The grass is always greener.
My penis is a wiener.
I'm sorry about her. She's drinking a polar. She gets a little crazy when she drinks a polar.
Yeah, you know, those fizzy drinks really go to my brain and fizz up my brain cells.
Is it cranberry lime?
Yes.
I can tell.
It's so good, huh?
I'm having a coffee, iced coffee that I made, and I'm using the Starbucks non-dairy creamer, caramel macchiato, baby.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's so good.
I didn't know they made that.
Yeah, it's delightful. So yeah, we were just talking about before we recorded about the vaccine. And if you are able to get the vaccine and you haven't got it, I'm going to bully you. I'm going to throw you in a dumpster.
So I'm going to pick you up by the collar and slam you up against the wall. And
kiss you.
Kiss you.
Maybe my vaccine could seep into their mouth hole.
Okay, here is an awful intrusive thought I had that I only shared out loud to Adam because I trust him, but I trust you too.
Do you trust our listeners?
Some of them.
Okay, slay it on us.
So you know how people who get vaccinated and are breastfeeding, the babies get the antibodies?
Whoa, I did not know that.
Okay, yeah, so that's true. Or if the mother has antibodies, it could pass on to the babies. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought.
I don't like this. I don't like this.
What if you were giving someone a blowjob and they had antibodies and you swallowed their cum? If you would also have the antibodies, I don't know. What do you think? I think maybe a little bit.
Should we do it for science?
I think we should call up Dr. Fauci. Hey,
he's like, I don't know, you want to come over and let me fucking do a hypothesis experiment on you, bitch?
So gross. Ew. I once, if someone out there has not been vaccinated but have been around someone who has those parts, let me know.
Do us all a solid.
It's for science.
Do us all a solid and swallow for science.
Yeah, for science.
Well, for science, that's a shirt. Yeah, but that is really interesting. Wow, my friend that's pregnant should get the vaccine. She's about to pop any day.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then my other friend is pregnant. Mia's pregnant. Shout out. I don't think you listen to the podcast, but shout out. So many people are having their fucking quarantine babies now. Oh, by the way, want to talk about side effects. I didn't have any. I got Johnson & Johnson. No blood clots for me.
And that's so good.
Yeah, I just had like a sore arm. But then Amanda just got Pfizer. So tell us about your experience.
Yeah, so the first one that I got a few weeks ago, I was going into it thinking, oh, I'll barely feel this at all, or maybe I won't feel it, the actual injection, but I felt it, and I had a sore arm, but no side effects, and I got my second dose 2 days ago, and it hurt less. And it was the same person at the Walgreens pharmacy who administrated my first one. So I was like, maybe she just got more practice.
Oh, that's fun.
But yesterday I was laying in bed. I called off work. I also called off work again today because I'm still not feeling super great. But yesterday I was laying in bed with the chills and I drank a lot of water. And at one point I had a little fever and mostly just like slept and lay down. And today I feel pretty good, but my arm is so swollen and I can like kind of feel it in my armpit.
Ew.
I can also feel it a little bit in my neck. So like when I swallow, it's like my tonsil feels swollen and it's on my back a little bit too. It's weird, but I've heard a lot of people say that their arm has gotten swollen. And as a hypochondriac, I'm not freaking out at all because I'm used to it, especially after getting tattooed, parts of my body's getting so swollen and jiggly that it's like, yeah, that's just what the body does sometimes, especially when you get jabbed. So I anticipate in a few days I'll be good as new. But overall, the side effects were really mild and I would do that all again because I cannot wait to go out into the world.
I know. It is so exciting. But it's so weird, like this whole, like the CDC saying, like, you don't have to wear masks anymore. Well, in LA, they're like, okay, Dr. Fauci, sure. But, like, we still have to wear our mask and stuff here. But it's just such, like, a catch-22. And I know we've all seen all these memes and stuff, but it's like, if I don't wear my mask, I'm going to look like I'm an anti-masker. But I've been listening to science the whole time, so I want to follow science. And you know what's fucking annoying about the anti-vaxxers? They haven't been listening to science the whole time, and now they're like, well, the CDC says you guys don't have to, we don't have to wear a mask anymore. It's like, no, you and me are different.
You can't pick and choose.
Yeah, and also we're different because you didn't get the fucking vaccine, okay? It's just like, this whole, like, me and my friends were talking about, it's like, I cannot believe this, a disease became politicized.
I know.
Why couldn't we all, like, well, I know why, because fucking Trump, but, like, this shouldn't have divided us even more, but it did. It's, like, annoying.
Yeah. I personally will be wearing a mask until COVID is no longer in the news or a thing, really, just because I have no idea who around me is immunocompromised, and there isn't any herd immunity right now because it was only just a few weeks ago that in Oregon, at least, everyone 16 and older can get a vaccine. I just got my second dose, you know? So, I mean, like, freak what you feel, everybody. I'm still gonna wear a mask because I'm scared and whatever, but I feel like it may have been a little too soon to jump the gun, but I also think it depends on where you live, too.
Yeah, but, like, they need to have a system in place where they can check to see, oh, you don't have your mask on, let me see your vaccination card on you. Or, like, I have it on my phone. Like, they sent me, like, a little...
I know that Adam, with his insurance, it updated to his health app on his phone, so it shows that he... on his health app that he has both of the doses, which is really cool. And I can see it being an incentive of being like, oh, if you get both of the vaccines, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. But it's like, that isn't a good enough incentive and people will lie. People lie all the fucking time.
Yeah, like my mom.
Just to not wear a mask.
Ooh, I don't care. What? Mom, if you listen to this, you really piss me off because I just saw on Facebook one of my friend's dads posted a status that was like, vaccinated people, or don't listen to the judgment. If you're vaccinated, ditch the mask now, which whatever, it's fine. My mom commented on it, who does not have the vaccine, doesn't plan on getting the vaccine, said, I don't wear a mask anywhere I go. And she's a Christian. I can't. I'm going to get mad. I had a therapy session this morning and I talked about it and I was like, like, at this point, I'm just like, you are the people I hate in the news, but it sucks because you're my mother. Like, that. And I think that's how people have a hard time, like, separating from their parents and stuff, it's because it's like, that's your freaking parent, you know? But it's like, at some point, ugh. When I saw that, I was like, and deleting Facebook. I only have Facebook when I need to sell something on Marketplace. And then I delete it quickly. But that really just really grinded my gears.
Yeah, it's so like, excuse me, what the fuck, when your adult loved one is saying something completely ridiculous, you know? It's like,
yeah,
I thought you were better than this.
Yeah, like my friend, she sent me a screenshot of like her family group chat with her husband's family, and they're saying like her husband's grandma is in the hospital because of bleeding, and one of the guys, her husband's brother, was like, how long ago did she get the jab about like the vaccine? And they said, oh, about a week ago. He's like, oh, that explains the bleeding then. That sucks. It's like, oh, so you went to school. You're a scientist of infectious diseases, right? That's the shit that's fucking pissing me off, is these stupid fucking, I graduated from like, I'm not gonna shit on anything, just high school maybe. Let's just say high school. Like, cool, we all did. And then like, cool, I have an English degree. I don't know anything about science. Like, I'm going to trust the people that got into that field because they love science and they, like, want to help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. Big pharma, fuck you. But, like, also, God, it's just so, you guys, I've been on my socialist bullshit lately.
We all have opinions.
Yes.
But there is no arguing with solid facts in science. It's not an opinion, it's just fact, yeah. You know? And it's like, just say you're afraid and go.
Yes.
You know?
Like, yeah. I get it. I think you should question everything. And I said that, I think, in the last podcast. Like, question what's in the vaccine. If you don't want to get it, then that is your body, your choice, and I have to support that for every single person. Because if I think that about abortion, I think that about vaccines. I get not wanting to put something weird into your body. If you don't know something about a topic, you should trust people that have your best, I'm doing air quotes, intentions at heart. Because I get there's sneaky shit, but I think that everyone getting vaccinated is the right move. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. I mean, we all want to re-enter the world and feel safe and secure. And I just wish that everyone could just be there for one another and be understanding and not rude.
Yeah.
I talk to so many rude, selfish people who just don't listen to what you're saying. It goes in one ear and out the other, even just like in everyday life. And I'm like, why can't people be more present and like practice
compassion?
Yeah. It's just like, what? You are not the only person on this planet. It's just like, it's so weird. And I feel really good about my choice of friends, because I haven't had to sever ties with anyone really who has like had those scary thoughts and opinions. I'm like, okay, I feel pretty secure in my choice of friends. That, you know, they're not being ridiculous, and that makes me feel good.
Yeah. So I haven't either, not like too bad, like kind of like friends that you're like, oh yeah, I see you sometimes. Like during the pandemic, I'd be like, so just living life the same, huh? Must be nice. That's like what I hated. I don't want to like talk about COVID too much because we're all like so over it, but like it made me feel insane that I was sitting in my house. And like, I wasn't even sitting in my house because like I'm a flight attendant. Like, of course I'm going all these places, but like people just like getting brunch and like hanging out with people. I was like, am I insane? Like, should I be doing that? Like, if these people don't give a fuck, maybe I shouldn't, but I'm happy with my choices.
Yeah.
So
me too. And I don't think I have to say this because I have been so, so safe, like as safe as I can be, because of my own anxiety, because I did not want to get COVID and die. That's the reason why I don't think I'm like better than anyone, because I was so safe. I'm happy with my choices, but I'm not like, look at me, I have a God complex because I stayed at home for a year and a half, you know? But it does make me go, what? When I do see people traveling or being unsafe or like posting to their private story because they know that they're wrong. And I'm like, like, you little butthole.
But I would rather have them do that than post to, like, a lot of people. Like, but also, like, I think we talked about this in, like, an old episode, but, like, don't even post anything at all. If you know you're doing something that you shouldn't, yeah. That's why social media is sometimes a disease, because we literally are addicted to it and we have to be showing off at all times. Like, it's so scary.
Mm-hmm. I hate it. There would be, oh my gosh, I'm really, well, every day I'm trying to redefine my relationship with social media, but I am trying my fucking best to just be a person, first and foremost, who is not an influencer, or I feel like I have to be a curator of an online presence, because, like, ultimately, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I just,
but
like,
it's hard.
It's so weird. It is. It's really, really hard. Yeah, but you know what's bringing me some security? I'm seeing lots of people being like, I'm shadow banned. I'm like, join the club, baby. No one ever fucking sees my shit because I'm not adhering to these, like, capitalistic central algorithms, you know? Because it's like, oh, if I can't make, here's me, the app. If I can't make money off of these posts somehow, I'm not going to show anyone. And I'm like, all right, cool. And it just, like, brings me back to that nosedive episode of Black Mirror that I've talked about in a past episode. That's like, yeah, I'm not going to let you capitalize off of me, and I'm not going to show my body because sex sells, and, you know, I'm not going to be this made up person. I'm, you know, just going to be me and show some stuff that I make on the internet and not be a fucking cash cow.
I really like how It Splits Julia is an influencer, because she will literally, I trust her opinion on things fully, because she, like, doesn't like the influencer culture, but she is an influencer. If you don't know her, it's Blitz, B-L-I-T-Z, like a bunch of Z's. She'll pop up. She makes ASMR videos, and then she, like, she just lives, like, a very chill life, and then companies send her stuff and she, like, reviews it, and if she doesn't like it, I'm assuming she just doesn't post it, but she, like, always talks about how she only promotes things that she likes and uses. And influencers say that all the time, but, like, they don't, you guys. Like, the Kylie Jenners and the Kardashians do not use Sugar Bear hair, and that's what sucks, because people think they do. But I think a lot of people too are, like, reading into the bullshit too of, like, huge influencers like that. But, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, Seth is, like, having that moment right now where he's, like, wants his photography to pop off, but, like, he feels the only way you can do that is, like, if you're, like, out there, like, grinding and, like, being an influencer. And he's like, I don't want to be an influencer, but I want people to appreciate, like, just like you. Like, you guys should have a whole conversation together, because like, he doesn't want to do that, the whole influencer fucking bullshit game where you have to, like, follow a bunch of people and then unfollow and then, like, go like all their shitty posts that you don't want to like, you know? Like, you just want people to appreciate your art for you. And I told him, so many people are, like, I have flight attendants that, like, will tell me, like, oh my God, I looked at your husband's stuff and he's so good. It's like, just because, like, your followers don't look like a lot of people like your stuff, that doesn't mean that, like, people don't. I think that's important to remember.
I'm only posting stuff that I like and I enjoy making, or, like, stupid selfies of me that I like. And I feel like that truly is the way to go, because if you are making exactly what you want to make, there are people who will appreciate it at face value, not because you're trying to, like, play the numbers game. I have two counterpoints to that, or, like, two counter trains of thought. I was thinking, because there are selfies of me from the past that used to get, like, thousands of likes, and now my stuff barely gets shown to anyone because it's inconsistent. It's selfies, but it's mostly art, and art doesn't get fed onto feeds very often. But if I step back and I look at the amount of likes that I get regardless, and if I put all of those people into a room, that's a lot of people. Even still, you know, it's like, wow, I'm just, like, this one person, and these people, no matter what, still like me. It's not a superficial game. But I don't want this to sound like I'm bragging, but I post, again, what I like to make for me and what is, like, my artistic voice. And I, like, got to collaborate with one of my favorite musicians because he liked my art, you know? And I wasn't like, ooh, look at me. Here's this. He's like, no, I like your art. Can I commission something off of you? And I'm like, that's fucking rad. And my favorite musician ever, St. Vincent, reposted art that I made
of
her.
Did you freak
and
out?
It wasn't like...
like, when you saw that, were you like...
Yeah, I did.
Ooh.
I freaked the fuck out, because St. Vincent has been my favorite artist since I was 14, which is half of my life ago. So that was, like, so crazy. And it wasn't even, like... I'm like doing a bunch of hashtags or doing a bunch of like, hey, look at me, look at me. It was just like, here's this thing. And yeah, I don't know. It was just like, I wasn't trying to play a game. I was just making the art that I wanted to make. But these like really cool things still happened, you know? So it's like the right people will see the stuff that you make and appreciate it. And I feel like the reward will come back around to you.
100%, especially if you're doing it like, you're playing like an honest game, you know, like you're not buying followers. Like, please don't ever buy followers, you guys. Like, people can tell, and it's so embarrassing. Like, when you get like 200 likes and you have 10K followers, like I get 400 likes on pictures and I have not even 3,000 followers. Like, it's just so embarrassing. But like, I still post hashtags on my selfies, like, as I only post selfies. And, like, because I want to, like, post when I feel good. And it's rare these days. But, like, yeah. I'll still post hashtags because, like, random companies will message me and be like, we want to send you this. And I'll be like, okay, I like that. Like, there's no shame in doing
that. Yeah. Yeah. And that's totally fine.
And, like, if also, if you want to play the influencer game, yeah, you're going to have to do, like, all that shitty stuff. But if you want to do that and you think your psyche can handle that, that is the biggest thing. Like, because I did that when I moved to LA. Like, I followed a bunch of people. I was, like, trying to be this, like, blogger influencer. And I was like, ew, this is not me. And I already know I'm, like... I would say I'm a micro influencer in the way that, like, I will post, like, I posted that popcorn from Trader Joe's and so many people sent me pictures that they went and got it. And it's like, people trust my opinion and I like that because I've always just been honest. And so.
And to go back to It's Blitz, I remember seeing on her stories before that companies will email her, be like, hey, promote this. And she will, if she doesn't like them, she'll email them back and say, no, thank you. Or like, no, thanks. Please put me on your do not contact list or whatever. And it's like, okay, that's really rad. And it's so good. And I do feel like micro influencers are the most genuine and honest, because it's like, you do have a following and it shows that people trust you and there's like no reason for you to lie. You're not just going to grab every little opportunity because it presents itself.
I think micro influencers are the future.
I'm also afraid that people think my followers are fake, but it's like, no, Instagram just does not show my posts to anyone. It's so crazy.
And also like we know that like faces are the only things that people care about. Selfies are the only things that people care about. They don't care about, they like your art and they like it. Like, don't ever forget that people like your art, but like selfies are the things that sell and it sucks.
I just like, as a person offline too, I'm like, I am so much more than this body that I live in. It's the least interesting thing about me.
I just like, when I was on Facebook, I said, I made a status that said, I never use this godforsaken app, but I just want you to know that your body is the least interesting thing about you, and that no one will, you guys, if you get anything from this episode, no one at your funeral, like, let's say I'm at my funeral, I hope I'm at my funeral no one's gonna be like, Melanie had, I mean, they might say I was pretty, I had blonde hair, blah, blah, blah. They're not going to be like, her body was amazing. Her skin was so tan and, you know, like her self-tanner was so beautiful. Her blah, blah, blah. They're going to say, Melanie was such a good person. Melanie was giving. Melanie was a good friend. Melanie was funny, blah, blah, blah. And like, to me, like when you're, it's so cliche, but it's so true. Like, when you are a good fucking person, you become so beautiful, so handsome, so hot when you're a good fucking person. But it's obviously hard in our day and age, of course. Every day, you just have to remind yourself that, like, what Amanda said, like, your body is the least interesting part about you.
It's so true, but it's so hard to remember. And I think especially because of everything that we are fed in media and social media and by our peers. Ugh. I wish everyone was on that same wavelength though, because sometimes it feels like I'm like, am I sloppy? Am I boring? Because I'm not like, ooh, look at my tits, you know? But
no, you're not.
Yeah.
And like, well, I think it's because like you were like very sexualized when you were on Tumblr, and like you realized that that was like not what you wanted to fucking be known for. And so now, but now it's like, oh, but I had followers back, like I had more followers back then. Maybe I should do that. But like, you know, like that's not like the path that you're supposed to be on. And some people it is, like fucking OnlyFans. If you're single or your partner cares, doesn't care that you have an OnlyFans, make that shit, baby. They make such good money on there. But remember tax season. The taxes, like, whoa. But like, if that's your path and you feel like, I want to show my fucking body, then show your fucking body, but don't do it because you know that it will sell. If you're going to go home at the end of the night and be like, I don't want to be posting this.
I was thinking about that a lot too. And I think I mentioned it on the Tumblr episode, but during that time where I had the most attention, it was because I was anorexic and I showed myself online, and I was on Thinspo blogs, and that's really awful, and I think it really fucked with my psyche a lot. So I've been actively trying to, like, disengage and keep my femininity sacred to me, and I really hate being, like, when people are like, hey, girl, because it's like, no, I'm a person more than I am my gender, because I feel like there's a bias, and, like, you see a feminine person and you put those biases onto their personality and perceive them as a certain way, or like dainty, cute, whatever. And I'm like, no, I want to be seen as my personality, not as somebody with boobs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm just like, so like, I don't fucking care if my friends are like, hey, queen or whatever. Cause it's like, I know that they know me as a person and care for me as a person. So it's like, okay, it's fine that you perceive my femininity, which I'm trying to keep sacred, but other people who are like, hey girl, I'm like, no, I don't know you like that.
Yeah,
I'm a person.
And like, it's gonna take people a while to like get to that point, because I had this moment on the plane the other day where like this cute like gothy kind of girl came on, and we were talking, and like we were saying, like, it's gonna be a good flight, blah blah blah. And I was like, we got this, girl, don't worry. And I turned to my the other flight attendant. I was like, I have got to stop saying girl. I mean it, of course. Like, you know, I always say like girly, like, hey girly, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't ever want to trigger someone, and of course I don't think they would think that I'm doing it on purpose, but I don't want to, so I just have to like come up with like a new thing to say. But I think we have to give people grace, and like, if people are trying to be better about gender terms and all this, like, we have to give them grace and stuff. Like, people aren't saying ma'am or sir out of like disrespect, I don't think. If you call a group of girls females, you can absolutely get absolutely fucked.
Addressing a group of women as females or saying females is so misogynistic.
You're so fucking beta.
That is demeaning. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you might as well just call me a fucking bitch, you know? It's like, ew, females?
Yeah, like, why do you females always... No, I have stopped listening to you and your tiny dick energy. Like, fuck yourself. I was just listening to the new Frenemies podcast, and they're talking about this group of guys and, like, how fucking beta and, like, they just, like, just say you hate women. Like, literally.
Yeah.
Like, right? Because a girl, like, turned you down in high school, and now you, like, hate women. It's like, okay, you say you're an alpha, but you're a fucking beta bitch. I don't think any dudes like that listen to this podcast, but if they stumble across it, you're not a cool hottie, and you can get out.
Yeah. Also, look, you're a cool hottie if you, like, obviously nobody's perfect, and, you know, you might say something that's, like, not right, or might, like, offend somebody or make them feel like, ugh, but I think as long as you're trying and you try to be more conscious about your word choice or like the way that you act or react or feel about certain things. Like, you're a cool hottie.
Yeah. You know? If you, yeah, like I said, like, it's going to take people a while to unlearn things that we all have learned. Like, I just said, like, I called that girl like a girl. I don't know, whatever. You guys know what I mean. But like, and y'all know I'm like liberal as fuck. Like, I want to respect everyone, but like, it's even going to take like people like me and Amanda to like not use that type of language. And like, we just have to remember that like people usually have our best interests at heart, and like they're people usually are not trying to offend us, but that's like all we see on the media now. So like, we just have to remember that like the media too, like they'll get a hold of a topic and just like fucking pound the shit out of it to like, cause it's getting clicks and all this stuff. But just remember that most people are inherently good. And I have to remember that too. Mm-hmm. It's like conservatives and Republicans and stuff. Most people are inherently good at heart. And that's all I have to say. Mm-hmm. It's hard to remember though. Just remember that it's so hard, you guys. And I'm telling myself this, Melanie, remember that people have their own trauma that they have been through too, which turns them into types of people that maybe I don't like. But you have to remember that everyone is on their own fucking path, and life is so fucking difficult.
Also, life is too short.
Yes.
I've been thinking about this a lot. Life is too short to not do and be exactly who you want and what you want and fuck everything else. And I feel like if you want it, life will put you exactly where you want and need to be.
Yep.
That has like nothing to do with what we're
saying. It does. Because, you know what like I mean? Life is too short. Like regarding my parents, like I'm waiting for, I'll talk about it, who cares, like four people listen to the podcast, so that's fine. But like with my stepdad, I have already set a boundary that I am waiting for my stepdad to reach out to me. And I know people can say life's too short, blah, blah, blah. But like, that's what I'm hoping he realizes, is like, life's too short. Like, why am I not reaching out to my stepdaughter to blah, blah. And I know you can say, why don't you do it? I'm not doing that. I've already reached out. You guys don't need to know. But like, to just let it go. And just remember that emotions are like clouds. You feel them. You feel the heaviness of them. Then they fucking pass. Like, just remember that always. And life is so much easier when you do that. Easier said than done, too. And about how you said that life's too short. Think of 2020 and how shitty it was. Life is too fucking short. Tell the person that you like them. Fucking ask people out. Go skydiving. Go budget. Like, do all these things that you want to do.
I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older, but there has been so much shit that has weighed heavy on me. That it's like, you know, time is passing and I don't want to carry this weight anymore. So I'm going to do what I can to like get all of this off my chest, or like rekindle relationships, or like let them go completely. And like, what am I going to put my energy into? Am I going to put my energy into shit that makes me feel bad and dwell on that? Or am I going to keep my eyes ahead and be happy with this circumstance that I'm in? So, I don't know. Life's fucking weird.
It really is. Life is strange. Sponsored by Life is Strange. Oh, I would die. We should reach out to them, actually. We will read an ad for Life is Strange 3.
You know what? I think when Life is Strange 3 comes out, I'm going to stream it.
I want to stream it too. I got to get a streaming situation though.
I mean, you probably have enough.
I need a computer.
You don't have a computer?
Well, Seth just is back at work now, like in the store. So he has to return this MacBook.
What? The Mac,
whatever.
That sucks.
Yeah. So now we're going to get like a PC too.
Oh, speaking of gaming, yeah. I started playing Dead by Daylight again. Oh my god, dude, I suck.
It's so scary.
It is so scary. I started playing again today. Like, I reinstalled it the other day and went through the training again. And, yeah, I fucking suck. I just get killed so quick. And I'm like, I feel like when you are the survivor, there's no fucking way.
I only play a survivor. I don't like playing as a killer because I get so embarrassed. I left one time because I was so bad. Wait, do you play on Xbox?
Yeah.
So are you going to like be streaming through Xbox?
I could.
Because if you ever stream Dead by Daylight, I should play with you.
You should. Fun. I think that there's a way to play Xbox games on there the is. PC. I think there's some connection with it because Adam has played stuff on the PC that's on the Xbox. But yes, that would be good because I have only played with strangers and I feel like it would be way more fun if I played with people.
And it's easier too because you could be like, I'm over here. Help me with this generator. Oh my God. Okay. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Yeah. Are we friends on Xbox?
I don't know. My name is TalkieGirl69 on there. So yeah, really? Send me an ad.
I'm Batty Batty 69.
Oh my God, we love 69. I really don't.
I don't either. It's
too sweaty.
Weird. Like, get your asshole out of my nose.
This is an anti 69 podcast.
If you're 60, if you love 69, you're probably like in high school.
Yeah, or you've never done it and you just watched the porn of it and you're like, oh, fuck yeah. Anyways, wow, this was a good episode, like very encouraging. We hope you love it.
Tell us what you think of the new name. I love it.
Yeah. I love it too. We have a Discord. If you want to know what that is, it is a place where we talk shit. We vent about our issues. So if you want to add, just send it to the podcast name. The podcast name will have changed by now. Should it be Cool Hotties Only or should it be Cool Hotties Only Pod? I feel Cool Hotties Only. Yeah, it's more fun.
It is more fun.
Okay, so it'll be Cool Hotties Only. Get ready. It's going to be a wild ride.
Send us a freaking DM. If you're like, wait, who is this? It's us.
It's us. Idiot.
Open your eyes, you chicken noodle.
Chicken little. I never seen that. What? I'm scared.
Okay, that made me think.
Oh, no.
You know those Vine kids? The I do not look like chicken noodle and welcome to Chili's.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Do we know how he died?
No, and I think that they're purposely keeping it private.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming it must have been really tragic. But isn't that awful?
I cannot. Number one, knock on fucking wood, my brother dying. A twin brother? I don't know the twin connection, but I'm so close to my brother. I cannot imagine being a twin and, like, your twin dying. Like, I feel like it feels like yourself is dying.
Totally.
Ugh.
I know. That's so fucking awful and so sad.
Okay, we have to end in a good note. Like, we can't end with a fucking tragic death.
Okay. Okay, what's good?
Give him a burp. Okay, hold on. First one. I'll tell you a joke while she's chugging. How do you make an orange laugh? You tickle its navel. There you go. It was a week. Oh, also I found all my old Pokemon cards, so if anyone wants to buy them, I will be selling them. I just saw them right here. Look at this.
What is that? Oh,
like
that...
OG.
Damn.
I don't know. So it'd probably be worth a few thou. Yeah, right. Okay. We love you guys. Thanks for being here. Thanks for wanting to listen to us again. It's a very good boost to our ego. We needed it. Mm-hmm. I needed it.
Yeah. That was a good spank on the ass for me in a fun word.
Ooh. Hit it a little harder. Anyways, we love you.
We love you. Sorry that we're crazy. Not.
Not losers. Bye.
Bye.